God's grace and peace be yours in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our text is the scripture as just read from Acts chapter 8. In Jesus' name, amen. This eighth chapter of Acts spotlights the Apostle Philip. He first in it is recorded being in an unnamed city in Samaria, where he was received very well by the people. We're told that they listened very intently to his words, and they were overwhelmed with joy as healing took place through his hands. And now we see him on this desert road on the way to Gaza, told to go there and meet one man, to tell that man about the good news of Jesus. The eunuch of Ethiopia, we understand to be the first Gentile who became a Christian, the first black man to become a Christian in the early church. How he went about his evangelistic task is instructive. He used God's word, specifically that word of God delivered by the prophet Isaiah. In retrospect, we might say that Philip had it quite easy. If in all the situations where we are compelled to speak to someone about the great grace and love of Jesus Christ, wouldn't it be wonderful if that person would hand us a Bible and say, "Could you tell me more about this?" Don't we wish it would be that easy? But more often it isn't that way. We find ourselves faced with unbelief, cultural excuses, even downright hostility. And we're so often tempted to meet that person and try to break through, not with the word of God, but with philosophy or psychology or empathy or even gimmickry. Come to think of it, Philip could have done the very same thing. He could have said to that man of Ethiopia, "Oh yes, I know about that prophet, but let me first tell you about my views on life. Let me show you things from my perspective." But he didn't, because the word of God in Isaiah had much more to say than Philip could ever say. It contained the good news about Jesus. This is one of those accounts which affirm that which Martin Luther said about the scriptures as he lectured on the Psalms. Luther said, "I see nothing in the scriptures except Christ." The suffering servant of Isaiah is Jesus. And Jesus is good news. Yes, we're sinners. Yes, we stand condemned before God's justice. But hear the good news from the prophet Isaiah. The Christ, who is Jesus, was deprived of justice. His life was taken from the earth for you and for me. But listen more. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. In the Christ you have forgiveness and new spiritual life. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the message of Christ. And we're told that the eunuch heard, and he believed, and he was baptized, and he went on his way rejoicing. And Philip, we're told, kept on preaching all the way back to Caesarea. What so moved Philip? His joy in Jesus' salvation. And that is our joy too. In the collect for the day of the commemoration of St. Philip, which he also shares with St. James, we pray thus. Almighty God, whom to know is life everlasting, grant that even as your Son gave knowledge of everlasting life to the apostles St. Paul and St. James, by revealing himself to them as the only way to you, so may we, by a true and lively faith, know him as our Lord and Savior, now and forever. The Holy Communion strengthens us in such a true and lively faith as we believe and are assured of forgiveness and life and salvation. His word of life is in our hearts and on our lips. And as he comes to us, we then also go. We go with joy. And we also tell the good news about Jesus. Amen. So may the peace of God then that passes all understanding, that fills our hearts with such joy, keep you in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.